Sorry about that. So let's talk a little bit about the origin of the complaints. Were they pretty standard types? Who would be most likely to complain? And what were the
Well,
kinds of complaints you dealt with?
mostly the complaints that we dealt with had to do with the buildings themselves or the property, and various city departments would involve themselves in asking us to take a look at a property if they were out there for another reason. For example, let's say the fire department is out there because of a grass fire, and they notice that in the when they were putting out the grass fires, some of their staff may become injured because of open wells or debris within the property that when you're fighting fires, you don't expect it to be there. So they would lodge complaints, or if they were fighting a fire there and the fire was started within an abandoned building or an abandoned elevator, the floors in a lot of these elevators would have deteriorated, and the firemen would not allow the fire department would not allow the firemen to go into these buildings for fear of injury, severe injury. So if we got those types of complaints, our property standards bylaw would say if you have a vacant building on a vacant piece of property, the laws are that all means of ingress and egress, they have to be boarded up, properly boarded up against unlawful entry. And in the case of let's say elevators, that's a lot of wood to board these places up. That's a big expense. So the city recognizes that, and the city can do the work themselves and apply it to taxes, but in order to do that, you have to have a proper owner in which to apply these repairs. Plus, if it's once again owned by a federal agency, then our bylaws don't apply, so our legal department would have to determine whether or not we had the right to go and clean up the property and put it on the taxes. So the fire department would complain, people that worked in the areas would complain, people that drove by the areas would complain, and which they had the right to do, because most elevator properties abut railroad properties, and every company nowadays is trying to budget. And one of the things that I found that they did in their budgets to reduce it was to take out their property maintenance budgets. So instead of, let's say, cutting the grass on the property or painting buildings or fixing fences, two or three times a year, they would cut the grass maybe once a year.